tactical strategy number 10 is retention. And the reason that this is a tactical strategy is, as we mentioned before under the service success principle, is it doesn't do you any good to be bringing in all these new clients if you're losing just as many out the back door. And so having a world-class retention strategy is very important. As we mentioned before, and I'm not going to dwell on this because we've talked about it so much, having 100 satisfied, loyal clients is as much as I think a advisor can handle. Now, if you have a big team and several partners in it, then obviously that can be expanded. But I would argue 50 to 100 is as many relationships as an advisor can handle if it's handled the right way. So strategy number one, or tactic number one within the strategy, is doing a monthly client contact. All the surveys I've seen, having talked with countless clients, having 20 years of experience as a branch manager, interviewing these top advisors, the monthly proactive contact is the sweet spot. Now, some top advisors do it quarterly, you know, many do it monthly, but monthly is, even if it isn't a long conversation, is a good pace to set yourself with. And clients have indicated that that is a good frequency in which their advisors contact them. So, you know, making sure that you contact your clients at least monthly, I think, is key to a good retention strategy. The next tactic within this tactical strategy is performance. And most of you, all of you at this point, if you're involved in this training, have had plenty of experience. And you know the importance of performance. I mean, you just can't discount how well the portfolio is doing. But I think it's important to step back and remember that it's how well it does relative to the overall plan, not one moment in time. And I think when you have your, I know when you have your monthly, your quarterly, your annual reviews, that reminding clients that this is part of the bigger picture is an important reminder to have. And, you know, again, this may seem very obvious to many of you, but I will tell you that in my experience, a lot of the very experienced advisors don't take the time to put performance in context of an overall plan. An example is that you could have a couple really good years and a bad year, right? And so when you're in the middle of the bad year and you're talking about performance, that it's not a very pleasant conversation. But if you say, you know what, this has not been a particularly good year in the markets, but if you average out what we've done over the last 4, then we're still on track with our plan. And we're very optimistic that things are going to improve before they get any worse. And I'm confident that we will, over a long period of time, absolutely be able to deliver on the objectives of our plan. On the other hand, you could be in a wildly successful market, and you're underperforming because you've done the right thing and diversified, and the client's kind of maybe giving you a hard time about why isn't our performance higher, and you say the same thing. You say, you know what? You know, we positioned you to do well in good markets and minimize the risk in down markets. And as a result of that, we've had to asset allocate so that at this point, you're not taking full advantage of this great equity market. But our return is absolutely online, in fact, ahead of what we need to do to reach our objectives. So as obvious as that point is, I know many advisors that really don't spend the time to look at the bigger picture and relate it to the plan, and I would encourage you to do that. Number 3 is problem resolution. Remember, one of the key strategies that the top advisors have is they are absolutely in front of the problems before they occur. As I mentioned, Jay has a meeting with his team where each client is discussed. They only have 60 clients, so it's doable. And they talk about what problems are potentially there, and they're in front of it. You know, Ron makes a commitment that he never lets or never wants a client to bring up a problem that he hasn't already been on top of and knows about in advance. So being proactive is a huge difference in service, and it makes a great impression and keeps clients very loyal. We already talked about the power of expansion. The more products and services they have, remember the power of six, the higher the retention is. If they have six or more products or services, it's almost a perfect retention rate. So following that expansion tactical strategy will help go a long way. Finally, having a very positive new account experience sets the stage for a great relationship. You know, having a checklist of things that need to occur for a positive client experience to happen, making sure that a sales associate introduces themselves to the client, reviewing that first monthly statement, doing something, you know, interesting or fun with the client, or sending them a relevant book that they might be interested. All those little things add up to a great first impression. And as you well know, once a client has a good first impression, then it makes it very easy to continue the momentum of that through the relationship. It also gives a great opportunity to ask for a referral. 90 days after they open the account, you know, you as the advisor call them and say, how are things going? And they say, wow, it's been great. You've been so attentive. I love your sales assistant. I really like the way you all do business. And you say, well, you know, Mr. New Client, I know that if a lot of people knew about the way we did business, they'd be interested in doing it with us. Our challenge is knowing who they are. We work particularly well with people that have a change of circumstance, that have recently been promoted or moved to the area, or are in the process of retiring. We would love to have the opportunity to help those people that you know, but our challenge is finding them. Is there anyone that you know that's in that circumstance that we could help? So it sets up a great referral opportunity. Having your sales associate think about being proactive versus reactive is the key. Having them make regular calls to the client, and you can do this when you don't have a lot of clients, but they're all wealthy, and ask them about, how's everything going? Is there anything more we can do? I just wanted to check in with you. You know, one of the things that that Rod did is that he reduced the number of clients he had from 600 to 100 during the last couple years, but he kept the same amount of sales associates. And so now, instead of the sales associates, his four sales associates covering 600, they're only covering 80 or 100. So each one could work with only 20 clients. Can you imagine how much more service-oriented and what a better service experience that is for those clients, that they're only 20 being covered by one sales associate? I mean, it's an amazing difference, and it's a different way of thinking about service, and very important towards retention. Your goal should be never to lose more than 5% of your affluent clients, and hopefully it'll be far less than that, but it should be no more than 5% turnover of your affluent clients. I mean, turnover is inevitable, and no one can do everything perfect, but that is a reasonable goal that I think if you employ this retention strategy, you can achieve.